It's local news on WTJU. Today we talk with Richmond-based journalist Peter Galaska.
All right, Peter, today I want to talk about Ed Gillespie, Republican running for governor. He is in kind of a tight spot in his campaign. He's been a little bit behind in the polls, but those have been tightening some. But he continues to try and walk this line that may or may not be possible, which is trying to appeal to the Republican base in Virginia while also trying to distance himself some from Donald Trump. How is this going?
It's not going well because it's, you know, for Gillespie, the real conundrum is to Trump or not to Trump. I mean, you know, Gillespie has never been, you know, he used to be, you know, very strongly with the Republican establishment in Washington, high in the National Committee. And he never has embraced Trump. He doesn't like Trump's populism. He doesn't like, you know, Trump's scattershot approach to everything and his lack of progress on just about anything. And so Gillespie has been, you know, really kind to keep his distance from Trump. But the problem with that is that, you know, the cities pretty much are probably going to go Democratic. And his strongest possibility for strong voting is in the rural parts of Virginia, say from way up in the western tip down, you know, through the Shenandoah Valley and on, the whole country, that tiny sliver out in the southwest. But, you know, to win those people, he's got to shore up and be pro-Trump. And he just lost a very pro-Trump, you know, campaign operative, a man named Jack Morgan, who he had brought on into his campaign, who because he was a very conservative populist type, and now he's out. So, coming just before the election, it makes things look kind of squishy for Gillespie.
So we talked yesterday about Ralph Northam and some of the little oopses and issues that he's been facing lately. But, you know, one of these guys has to win. What's going to happen on November 7th?
Well, I don't know. It's hard to say. What you saw, you started out a few weeks ago with polls showing Ralph Northam, the Democrat, in a fairly comfortable position. That has been tightening, and you see Gillespie advancing. Does that mean that Northam is in desperate trouble? I don't think so. My guess, and don't hold me to it, is that Northam will probably squeak by. But, you know, Gillespie is gone, but, you know, almost got knocked off in the primary by Corey Stewart, who's far more Trumpish. The Trump factor is really important here, and it's very unclear how it will play out.
Peter Galaska is a journalist based in Richmond. WTJU is supported by the Southern Environmental Law Center, celebrating 30 years of protecting the South's environment and the people who depend on it for health and well-being. Power of the Law, Southern Environmental Law Center. You're listening to WTJU.